I want to talk for a few moments this evening about a bulletin that I kept. This is from 2008. I'm sure Stan will remember it. But the story, and I'll read it just to bring the topic in. It says, a London businessman, Lindsay Clegg, told the story of a warehouse property he was selling. The business had been empty for many months and needed repairs. Vandals had damaged the doors, smashed the windows, and strewn trash around the interior. As he showed a prospective buyer of the property, Clegg took pains to say that he would replace the broken windows, bring in a crew to correct any structural damages, and clean out the garbage. The buyer said, forget the repairs. He says, when I buy this place, I'm going to build something completely different. I don't want the building, I want the site. Compared with the renovation God has in mind, our efforts to improve our own lives are trivial, as sweeping a warehouse started with a wrecking ball. When we become God's, the old life is over. He makes all things new, and He wants this site and permission to build. This illustrates a story about a new creation that God has in mind for us. If you drive around Fort Worth nowadays, you see a lot of building going on. But prior to all the building that's going on, and kind of keeping in a lot of the buildings that I've worked on, are being torn down now and others built up in their place. In fact, some of the ones I built are being torn down. I don't know what that means. I think we know what it means. But we see a lot of new buildings go up in their place. And if you've driven on the west side of Fort Worth, we see that downtown is coming towards us slowly. Buildings are completely gone now. Probably the busiest contractor in town right now is the demolition contractor. You see their trucks and their vehicles everywhere and a lot of empty places right now. But there's a bigger vision in mind. And God has that vision for each of us. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. What does God have planned for us? Turning over to Ephesians chapter 4, starting with the 14th verse, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow unto Him into all things which is the head, even to Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and is compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual workings in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as the other Gentiles, walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling hath given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all unto uncleanliness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so, that ye have heard Him, ye have been taught by Him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in your spirit and in your mind, and that ye put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. So God has this in mind for us. Are we in the condition of the old man? Are we the dilapidated building that needs repairs? Are we the dilapidated building with the broken windows that needs cleaning up? Are we the building that is beyond repair? God has a plan for us. He has a wrecking ball, if you will, using the analogy, that He can start our life over, clean up the mess that we've created, and build something in His mind that He has prepared for us. If you have need tonight to get rid of the old man and become the new man, at this time, if you'll come forward, we'll be happy to assist you.